Hi, everyone. Welcome to this installment of Dave Rabbit's Trash Magazine Headliner, which proves that things that are put out for public consumption at a grocery store checkout are sometimes funnier than things I could just make up. Okay, here's my current Trash Magazine Headliner segment. And this one is taken from Weekly World News, the world's only reliable newspaper. T-Rex terrorizes trailer park. 60-million-year-old killer is on the loose. This segment is written by Dick Siegel. Two Rocks Canyon, Utah. Last week, a mysterious hole opened up just above the popular Fossil Lake trailer park. Here, in their own words, are the participants.
I was getting ready to mesquite cook some trout when this storm cloud about 50 feet across suddenly appeared. It was hanging there low in the sky and turned out to be a whole lot more. As lightning bolts exploded within the dark opening, something emerged from the churning clouds, the most fearsome predator of all time, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I was paralyzed with terror. Then the Tyrannosaurus dropped down and landed on the trailer, crushing it. The tyrant brute quickly steadied himself with his tail, stood upright, and roared. The windows of surrounding RVs all rattled along with my knees. I stared up at his gaping maw, which smelled like a compost heap. Wherever that T-Rex came from, he obviously had one thing on his mind, dinner. And I was one gulp away from being it. Suddenly, my neighbor Earl Ranch showed up. He was using an oven mitt to pelt the creature with burning charcoal from his own grill. The monster screamed and turned towards Earl. The fella ran back to his trailer, locking the door behind him like that was going to do any good. The T-Rex lumbered over and clawed off Earl's roof like tinfoil. Earl had grabbed his shotgun and was about to fire when the Tyrannosaurus forced his titanic head into his trailer and snatched up Earl, the gun, and half the bunk bed he was sitting on in one bite. It was like that movie Jaws, except this shark was about 10 times bigger and had legs and didn't need no damn music to tell him he was coming. I used this distraction to get back into my own vehicle. I started the engine as the T-Rex sniffed around. He obviously didn't care for my gas fumes, so he didn't pay me any attention. But all those other mobile homes must have smelled like sardines to him. There was no way I'd let rats feed on any other campers. I looked around to get my bearings, then floored the pedal and got myself to the other side of the dinosaur. As soon as his soft underside came into view, I crushed the gas pedal again, hitting Rex hard and knocking him backwards.
According to special eyewitnesses, one of whom provided videotape to Weekly World News, the dinosaur stumbled into the very hole from which he had emerged. The hole shrank rapidly, going out of sight. You could hear his roar echo through the campgrounds. Dr. Buckmeister Banzai, founder of the Banzai Astrophysical Space Laboratories in Hackensack, New Jersey, viewed the evidence and tried to make sense of what had happened.
The chronometric balance between the dinosaur's time and ours was restored when he fell back in. That brought about closure, literally. But this was just the first of what I believe to be many such catastrophes to come. I predicted this last year, and it's a perfect solar storm, and it's causing havoc on the Earth. They are called astrophysical solar storms. I fully expect that there will be other space anomalies, and that they will occur and buffet our planet.
While he works to find a solution, Banzai has recommended the equivalent of a Mesozoic Patriot Act to deal with future ASS holes. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security said they will take it under advisement.
However, I'm not optimistic. I mean, after all, a line item budget with the heading of for ASS holes is bound to be misunderstood as a kickback.
Well, folks, that's my current Trash Magazine Headliner segment. I hope you enjoyed this little trip inside the mind of Dave Rabbit. But as they say, people's thoughts and ideas are just like assholes. Every one of us has one, and this one just happens to be mine. For more fun audio and video, visit our homepage at www.radiofirstturmer.com. V as in Victor, N as in Nancy. My official forum, located at www.abovetopsecret.com. And finally, my official podcast network home, www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, when I see something equally as stupid at the grocery store checkout, this is Dave Rabbit. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.